A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about, from new openings to the best thing they ate this week. This week, we're checking out a muscle and jazz festival, going on the hunt for the best hot cross buns, and hearing about the Vanilla Slice Awards. I'm joined by Broadsheet's national editor, Michael Harry. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Ruby.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
I need to ask you my favorite question.
Yes.
What was the best thing you ate this week?
Oh, yeah, of all the things, quite a lot of things usually. But I went to this little cafe called Lumen People, which is in North Melbourne. Mm-hmm. It's been open just over a year. It's this lovely couple who run it. It's mainly a cafe, but then a few days a week, they sort of morph into a wine bar. And it's right near that place, Munza, in North Melbourne. So it's on Victoria Street. There's also another bar called Poor Diane that we profiled, and lots going on in North Melbourne.
Yeah, there's a lot happening there.
Yeah, but they have this, they're known for this one particular thing at Lumen People, which is an egg sandwich.
Sold.
But it's awesome. I mean, you can probably just stop there, but this one is like egg sandwich of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
It's
talk
like
me through it.
All of the elements are there. So it's like a milk bun, so like a soft, beautiful, kind of glossy bread roll.
Yeah.
And then the egg, it's two Honest Eggs. So Honest Eggs is a beautiful producer in Victoria. Mm-hmm. And it's turned into like a tamago omelette, like a little Japanese omelette.
Yeah, like silky eggs.
Yeah, totally silky. It's like a little mattress in the middle that you want to sleep on if
that
it was bigger.
Good.
So it's quite firm. And then, so that goes in the middle. And then if you want to get sobrasada on it, which is like a spicy sausage, mm-hmm. then that gets layered on with like this oily sort of deliciousness. Aioli, like a herby aioli, some actual greens, and then just this beautiful kind of blanket of Leicester cheese, like melty, bright orange cheese.
Yes.
So it's got all of the things happening. And it's not huge, but like it's quite rich. So you just have one of that and you're sorted.
Yeah, that you said egg sandwich and I was like, yep. I'm in. But then you described it and I was like, yes.
It ain't no like fried egg between two bits of bread.
Yeah,
this is like kind of every element has been thought about and elevated and it's an absolute winner.
Add it to the list.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
It's just on my way here. I saw they were doing Moomba, setting up Moomba. Which
yes,
is
it's Moomba this weekend.
Yeah. So that's cool for a ride or whatever, some water skiing. But I'm actually going to Golden Plains this weekend.
This is the weekend of festivals.
It's a long weekend.
Long weekend in Melbourne, Monday off. So yeah, it's festivals galore. Golden Plains will be amazing.
I know. Well, I went to Meredith, which is in December, and it like rained solidly the entire time. Like my tent got flooded. I want to say it was awful. It wasn't awful. It was still amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, looking to atone the kind of like difficulty of Meredith with Golden Plains. Although the forecast is sort of
the
opposite.
It's going to be a hot weekend.
Like 40 degrees. So, oh, wow.
If you're staying in Melbourne, but you're looking for something fun to do, there's also a festival at South Melbourne Market this weekend. It's the Muscle and Jazz Festival.
Ah, what a great pairing.
It's a great pairing. There's pop-ups from all different restaurants. There's clay pots, bamboo. And yeah, it's just like jazz performers.
So
muscles.
Did you say you went last year?
I did. I just happened to stumble upon it last year and it was just a really good vibe. There's more than just mussels. There's like lobster rolls and soft shell crab bao and
chippies.
You know, yeah, obviously lots of hot chips, calamari, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're staying in Melbourne, you can check that out this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
And then there's also some dessert news coming out of Melbourne at the moment.
Yes, we do have some strong dessert news.
Breaking news,
breaking
one could
news.
Say.
Yeah, breaking dessert news. So who doesn't love a snot block? Vanilla slice. Are you into
as
them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, they're kind of an acquired taste.
When people say snot block, it makes me reconsider if I'm into them, I am into them.
Like them a bit less?
Yeah, like I'm like, do I like them? But I do.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty old school. But look, we heard news this week that we found Victoria's best vanilla slice. I mean, there's lots of places that say they're the best, but this is the current best.
This is fresh.
If you're a fan, this is brand new news. So the Baking Association of Australia had its annual baking show in Bendigo. And so there were a panel of judges. They sampled 590 baked goods from 143 bakers. So this is a big pool.
This is legit.
Yeah, a legit list of bakers. And the winner of the best vanilla slice was Shepparton's North End Bakehouse in Shep.
So another activity for this weekend.
Drive out.
We're going to Shepparton.
Drive out to Shep and get a vanilla slice. And I think they do great hot cross buns and other things as well. So
yeah, I'm sure. I feel like a regional bakery, they're the best bakeries.
For that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You want, yeah.
Like maybe not for your fancy
not for
things,
yeah. But for your classics.
Yeah, your country classics.
That's where you want to go.
Yeah. So what the judges said was in the perfect vanilla slice. Crisp pastry, top and bottom. Not too thick, not too gluggy, et cetera. A lot of soft but not overly thick icing.
Mm.
And obviously the creamy custard filling has to be firm. I think maybe it's got to firm. Be a bit like that egg.
Mm, that's,
from,
yes.
From the
good tie-in.
From the bun.
You don't want it to be too, liquidy is the wrong word, but you don't want it to be too soft.
Yeah.
You do want it to be a bit firm.
You need structural integrity.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
Otherwise, it's a mess.
Yes. And then the other thing that you can also get your hands on if you're looking for some dessert is Fishbowl and Peter Pepo have a collaboration going at the moment.
Two of our faves.
Two of our faves. And I don't know if you like mochi.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I love mochi. I didn't realize how good it was until recently. And now I'm
Does a everybody bit know what mochi is?
It's like a Japanese rice cake and you can have different fillings in it. So, of course, the filling for this collaboration is ice cream.
Right.
So,
and so the ice cream doesn't melt. It's contained. Yeah,
it's
within.
Contained within. You bite into it almost like a donut.
Yum.
And it's quite, I think traditionally mochi is quite small, but these are pretty big. I tried the black sesame and it was so good.
Yum.
But there's also a tofu and vanilla and a yuzu strawberry cream.
Right. So they're really sweet or quite?
Yeah, quite. It's definitely a dessert. It doesn't taste, it's sort of less sweet than just getting a scoop of ice cream because the mochi kind of balances it out a little bit and the flavors are, you know, not honeycomb.
Yeah.
but yeah, I think everyone should try it.
Yeah. So it's not like it's like elevating the cone.
100%. It's like an elevated, it's also elevated. I think mochi is quite, you can buy it at the supermarket and it's, you know, sort of keep it in the freezer, grab one when you want, but this is like this is a proper dessert.
Right.
They are only available until next week, March 17th, and they're at all the Peter Pepo stores and a few of the Fishbowl stores. So I recommend trying that.
Cool.
Any broadsheet editor can tell you we are constantly hounded with questions about where to eat, where to drink, where to go, what to do. And a fun thing that we're doing at the moment is asking our readers to submit their questions and then we're answering them on the podcast.
Hey, Broadsheet, this is Lucy from Richmond. I have a friend coming from out of town and I want to share a good time. Where should we go?
Well, this actually happened to me like last week. I mean, I think, it happens a lot.
I think I say this quite often, but I just feel like, oh, I've got friends coming. How do I impress them? Is the question I'm always asked.
Yeah, or like the absolute ride or die cheat sheet of like,
yes.
I've got this particular friend had 24 hours in Melbourne. She was here from Los Angeles. And I was like, okay, I want to show off Melbourne's best.
Yes.
And it kind of like makes you think like, you know, how to construct like the perfect day.
Yeah.
Or something.
What's your perfect day? Talk me through it.
Well, I was like, being American, I was like, I know she's going to be into like the Obamas who were in Melbourne last year.
Yes.
So I was like, you know, maybe you could just do the Obama itinerary, which has already been thought about, which is dinner at Gimlet, maybe swing by Stoke House and Embla for snacks, and then get takeaway for the private jet from
because
Chin
she's
Chin.
Coming on her private jet.
Oh, yeah. No.
She could also get, she could change things up and go to Gimlet at the end of the night.
Right.
If it's a Friday or Saturday, and if it's after 10 p.m.
Get the cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger.
Or the Crepe Suzette, which is a thing now.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, that's another late night thing at Gimlet now.
All right, back to Gimlet.
Tableside Suzette crepes.
Oh, flaming. I've seen that floating around. Okay.
On the gram. Yeah, so look, but that's kind of the boring one. Like, that's already been done. So yeah. I had another one, like another alternate itinerary for her. So I said, try fancy French at Ren and LaRue, Vietnamese from Jiao, ice cream from Carrot and Sorbet's.
Yes.
Sushi from Minamishima. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwiches, obviously, Hector's Deli, Stefanino Panino, my reigning champs.
You can't go wrong with either of them.
Mm. A trip out to A1 Bakery on Sydney Road for anything, but like pickles, hummus, falafels. Then get a natty one at Brico if you want to be super acting like a local on trend.
I was going to say, you're sending them
hot right now.
Yeah, the newest, hottest places.
Well, of course. And maybe brunch at Napier Quarter and a beer at Caretaker's Cottage.
Okay.
So that's too much. I feel like you've always got to give too much to this question.
Yeah. You want them to be like, oh, I wish we got to that place. I think the trick is you want them to look all these places up and be like, oh, we can't fit them all in.
And
we
choose their own adventure. Yeah. So what about you?
where I fall short is I always just tell people to go to my favorite local places, which definitely are my favorites, but maybe aren't the best Melbourne has to offer. But I think at the moment, I agree with most of your recommendations. I will say, I think the chicken sandwich from Juniper, or you can go to Florian if you're north side.
Yeah.
I think that's my winner. And I think that any visitors to Melbourne have to have that at the moment.
It is a cute spot.
Yeah, it's so cute. And that chicken sandwich is unlike anything else. I actually tried to get on my way to this recording and they were already sold out. So
yeah, me too.
Did you?
I'm surprised we didn't bump into each other.
Yeah, I was like, I really need that chicken sandwich today. It was gone.
It was gone.
It was gone. You have they to get actually, there at 11 a.m.
Yeah, they were sold out of everything. They didn't even have salads.
Yeah, I probably took the last out.
Yeah.
But no, I think your list is spot on.
Thank you.
I agree with it. It is March, which means it's hot cross bun season. Mm. We've entered it. There's no...
I feel like Easter is really like early this year.
Yeah. Well, there's just no... I think as soon as the hot cross buns get put on the shelves, you can't
January
afford
1.
Them. Yeah. January 1st.
But no, now we've reached fever pitch. Like every 100%. Bakery, every supermarket.
I love just like a traditional hot cross bun.
Yeah.
Warmed up with butter. Like a lot of butter.
Like a wedge of butter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lot. Yeah. 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 100%. But there's always interesting collaborations and twists.
Oh,
and
totally.
Every year brings with it something. This year, there's an interesting twist that I think has taken over.
A Frankenstein hot cross bun.
It's definitely a Frankenstein. Yeah. You
we had it.
We tried it.
We bought a packet in the office. I was quite excited to try it. I'm actually, full disclosure, like not a crazy hot cross bun fan. Like I always wish the cross was like sweeter and more like icing-y, and it's usually just dough. And there's too much fruit in it for my liking, let's be honest.
Interesting.
I like the ones that are like masquerading as like cake, you know? Like
yeah, when they
full
really...
of chocolate.
Yeah.
And no fruit. However, no, we're talking about the pizza shape hot cross bun.
I was going to say, this is not a sweet one, surely.
No, it's a savory one.
What does it taste like? Does it taste more pizza shape or more hot cross bun?
I feel like I was in just like a fever dream instantly, like eating it. It tastes like a pizza shape.
Really?
But not in a good way. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to Coles and sorry to the shapes. We actually had, like there were some comments on Slack, like our channel after, and everyone was sort of eating it in silence and then coming back with feedback. And it was like, we decided that this was bad for shapes, bad for Coles, bad for hot cross buns, and bad for everybody, basically.
Okay. No one wins.
No one wins.
It
tasted a bit like pencil shavings to me. Like the pizza shape
not a glowing endorsement.
Had evolved into this weird sort of toasty, like, because what is pizza shape flavor anyway? I mean, is it pizza?
That's what I'm thinking about right now because I love shapes. Like, I mean, everyone loves shapes, but I'm actually more of a barbecue shapes.
Right.
I'm less pizza
shapes.
Maybe
that one would be more successful.
Maybe they should have done barbecue flavored shapes.
Yeah. Or
barbecue flavored
hot cross
buns.
Yeah. But it's quite doughy as well.
The and one.
Like, yeah, it was weird.
Coles is also doing iced Vovo hot cross buns, which I think would probably be pretty good. I haven't been able to. They're quite hard to track down.
I think they're popular. Yeah.
Yeah, they must be. I've been to my local Coles a few times and they've never had them.
Yeah.
But
I think they're just great, like a really good brand moment because, and it happened in real time in the office. Like one of our colleagues, Kenny, like literally ran to the nearest supermarket and got a box of the real shapes and started eating them because it was like,
I feel like we've
had the bad version. Now we want to have the real version.
From what you've just described, it's made me want to eat shapes.
Just regular shapes.
Yeah. Not hot cross bun shapes, but there are always amazing hot cross buns available all around town.
Like, I think, yeah, stick to your classics
or your
chocolate ones as discussed. But what are your favorite classics?
Okay, well, my absolute go-to for basically all baked goods, but now for hot cross buns as well, is To Be Frank.
Mm-hmm.
To Be Frank, there's one in Elsternwick and there is one in Collingwood. And it's my favorite bakery in Melbourne. They do savory well, they do sweet well, they do everything well. And
they do
their
hot cross buns well.
So well, just a classic hot cross bun, no changes. Nothing crazy, just well done. No notes.
Yeah. Well, I another box sent into the office this week was Baker Blue, that amazing Southside bakery. And the baker has a book out at the moment.
Yes, Bake It Till You Make It.
Yeah. I don't know if the recipe's in the book, but the finished product was like, they looked beautiful.
Yeah, they Baker Blue is also a very solid choice, I reckon.
Mm.
And then I haven't had from here yet this year, but it's on my list. They were my favorites last year, is Bread Club.
Mm. Do they change from year to year?
I hope not, because they were so... I think sometimes they do special flavors.
Right.
So that might change, but I always just go for the traditional
hot crust
bun. I'm not interested in messing around.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.